Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, we are back. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out the Air Candy Radio page, Air Candy Radio website. Check out our website. Check out all the recent blogs, everything that's trending on social media with world news, political topics, everyday topics, keeping you guys updated on COVID-19 and simulations as far as when the country will open back up, as well as celebrity news and gossip. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Follow the Air Candy Radio YouTube page. Follow the Deanna K Show YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to both. And follow us on Instagram at Air Candy Radio. And also follow me at Deanna _K1. K is spelled K-A-Y. And that's where you guys can keep up with everything that's going on, all our social media platforms, as well as our blogs and our articles. And you can always listen live on our website at aircandyradio.com/live show when we have a show scheduled. And you can also call in and listen. You can call in by dialing the number 515-602-9781. And remember to press 1 if you would like to talk and speak on the topic. So, picking up where we left off, we were talking about if a man should stay in a relationship once he finds out the child is not his, and if he should continue the relationship with the child and be a father figure. So, as far as if he should stay in a relationship, I have mixed topics, mixed emotions on that. Some people mainly said, sorry, I'm thirsty, hold on. It depended on the circumstances. So it depended on the circumstances of the relationship and how he found out, and if the woman was honest with him or was he deceived by her. So I had different mixed emotions on that. And then as far as if he should stay and continue to be a father figure, some people say yes. Just on the strength of they've dealt with the child, they probably have a relationship with the child and a bond with the child, especially because it's not the child's fault. So they would stay and continue to have a relationship with the child and continue to be a parent to the child. And others said no. A lot of people said just they couldn't deal with the situation, just knowing what happened and what's going on, no matter how much how it went, they just couldn't deal with it. Others were saying they wouldn't deal with the mother, but maybe the child. So I had different reactions to that topic. It was a good topic because 9 times out of 10, a man, if he gets cheated on, we don't often hear about him staying. You do have some men who have been cheated on, no matter if they just been cheated on or they've been cheated and the woman has had a baby on them, that they have stayed. But it's very rare that sometimes you hear about it, unless men just don't talk about it, and that's just something like they just keep a secret. It's like something they probably don't tell their friends or just are more outspoken about it versus women who have been cheated on and have said, like, yeah, I stayed. You know, it's plenty of women who have been in a relationship with a man and he has outside children. You see it all the time when a man has a child with a woman and a child 5, and then he got another child who like 3 years old, but then the woman that he with the 5-year-old, they got like a little 1-year-old or possibly your 2-3-year-old. And you like, okay, so he was, and then you're like, oh, okay, so you guys were together and he stepped out and it produced a child. Gotcha. So, and oftentimes you see women, they stay. If they are in a situation with a man and he cheats on them, they'll stay. They'll work out their relationship and hold on to it. And oftentimes they'll even stay after a man has had a baby on them, and they'll try to accept the child, incorporate the child into their life and shit. After, they will have more children with the man. So just a flip side to earlier what we was just talking about, as far as if a man should stay if a woman has had a child on him and he later finds out in a relationship that the child wasn't his, I flipped it because oftentimes women, they do stay in those circumstances, but in the same breath, a man, he wouldn't, he will walk away. So that also ties into our topic with the double standard as far as men and women go. The double standard that is presented here is when a man cheats and oftentimes produce a child, a relationship, a woman will stay. But if a woman produces a child out of a relationship, the man will not stay. His pride is in a way. He's embarrassed. The fact that his woman cheated on him, they're just not going to stay. It'd be the same for a woman, but oftentimes a woman will still stay. Most women say, oh, I will leave. Just like on my post, a lot of women said that they wouldn't stick around and they wouldn't stay. But me personally, I know more women who have actually had this happen to them and they have stayed. It's been for various reasons. Maybe that person was young and they were in love and they just believed whatever the man was saying at the time, because, you know, manipulation, some men are very great at manipulation, unfortunately. And sometimes when you're gullible or you don't know, not even that you don't know, you know what the fuck is going on, but you're gullible because you're in love and your relationship and, you know, you never know what somebody could be saying or thinking. You got to think you've been with a man for this many years and then a one night stand, because that's what their favorite excuse to say. It was one night and I messed up and blah, blah, blah. Now she says she's pregnant. Knowing he probably done fucked a few times. But, yeah. So you be dumb and you listen and you try to keep your relationship. You keep your family, because 9 times out of 10, I'm telling them, you already have a child with this man or could be currently pregnant by the man. So you be like, damn, do I really want to throw all these years away over a one night type of thing, like a, for a bitch who don't even matter? Like, really? But like, why won't a man feel the same way? Like, why would a man think like, I ain't about to throw my relationship away, what I got with my girl, over a nigga who don't even matter? Like, he don't even mean nothing. Like, why it gotta be that double standard? Like, nigga, you need to give me the same. Women deserve the same thing. Like, they deserve that same respect. Like, I know men, a lot of men was coming on the post talking about some women are stronger than men. Bullshit. Like, BS. I'll call it BS because, man, you can't be dishing out shit and thinking it ain't gonna come back, like, in a karma way. I don't care how strong a woman is or how strong you think she is. Like, you think if you having a baby on her don't hurt her feelings, then you are dumb. Like, I don't care. You're dumb. That's how I feel, and I'm going to say it just like that, because at the end of the day, that hurt her too. You think that don't hurt her pride? You don't think that ain't embarrassing for people to be asking, whose baby is this? And it ain't your baby, but it's your man's baby, and it's younger than your kid, or it's the same age as your kid, but y'all trying to go around and include this child, of course, because the child didn't do anything. They didn't ask to be here. Their parents was just fucking, and now they're here. And now you trying to keep your relationship and keep your family, and you're incorporating this child into your family, and you out here looking dumb. You out here looking stupid. But a man will want a woman to accept his flaws and accept his cheating, but wouldn't do the same for her. So I feel like that's a great double standard between a man and a woman. A lot of women said that they wouldn't take a man after he had a child on them, wouldn't take them back. Me personally, I know more women who have took a man back. So I'm just going to say I call BS on that. I call BS because I just explained it, how you explain the situation. Like, some women, they will still deal with a man, like, just cheating and going through it. You, sometimes you stay, and sometimes the man, he change, and y'all live happily ever after, and sometimes he never change, and you just married a cheating ass nigga who's gonna cheat on you forever. Y'all see that meme I shared when the dude, him and his dude, they'll stand at the altar, and he like, my friend smiling at me as I'm walking down the aisle to marry the girl I done cheated on 12 times. Yeah, like, fry, like, that is a prime example of why niggas ain't shit.
It was really the video, y'all, of, who was performing, I want to say it was Adele, it was somebody performing at the, NBA All-Stars or something, everybody was just laughing at the performance.
Yeah. And he was basically like, watching. Yeah, they was just laughing, giggling. It's like.
Fergie or something.
Fergie was performing in the NBA, and they was all just looking. So they turned that into a meme last, y'all. And it was basically like me, my dude watching me walk down the aisle to marry the girl I done cheated on 12 times. Like, the fuck? What's the point of marrying her? And a lot of men, I'm not going to lie, though, they was coming on there and it was making a lot of sense. Like, basically, like, saying if a man cheat on you, he don't love you. I'm not going to necessarily say that's true or not. But, yeah, it was different comments. It's just as far as, like, if he have a baby on you, he don't really care about you. You know, and what you allow is what you will continue. And basically, like, just because I did something to her, that don't mean I'm going to take her back if she do the same thing to me. It was just a lot of different answers. And it was just like, that's a double standard from a man and a woman. Now, I didn't get a lot of comments on double standards between men and women. But some double standards that I came up with between a man and a woman, just kind of going on with tonight's topics, was... women can be naked around each other and not considered gay at all, but men cannot. Like, I have a friend, for instance, y'all. She, if she could, she'd probably be a nudist. Like, if we was back in times where we didn't wear clothes, she'd be perfectly fine. Anytime I come to this girl's house, she always naked. And then she got to the point where she won't even put on no damn clothes unless I got my baby with me. Then she'd cover up, but then she's still putting on like a little tank top and some booty shorts. Mm-hmm. But she would be naked. And she ain't gay or nothing. She didn't like girls. She never messed around or nothing. But she'll be naked all the time.
How do you be feeling?
I don't care because I like to be nude too. For real. Yeah, my friends. Like, if I'm at home, for the most part, though, I will say. Yeah, for the most part, I'll put on like some shorts and a tank top. For the most part, some panties or something.
You've been getting ready for an event before.
Yeah, and I've been like ass naked in front of her, and I don't.
We see each other naked, so.
I don't care.
For girls, but I feel like for men, like.
Like, I don't know if dudes could just be in a
sense. Locker room doing that, basically.
But I don't think that'd be out in the open like that, though.
Hey, that's girl shit. Same thing.
Young sports shit. No, it's a big difference.
So in a you don't think in the older, you don't know.
I'm not in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're gay people, but I know young sports, we take showers together, but it's like, hey, keep your eyes up. If you're talking to me, don't even look at me. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. But like the dawn of cribs together and getting ready for functions, we do get ready for functions too. We'll be like,
nope,
we ain't never get stark raving.
Yeah, because we be ass naked.
You know what I'm saying? We got one jump.
So like, we'll step out with the towel on and tits out.
Yeah, y'all cool.
All that. Lotioning up. Just whatever.
It's a big difference with white people. Sorry. They do that. I mean, that's
the white people thing. Yeah, so I came up with that when women being naked around each other versus men. This one, okay, so before I get into the debatable one, I say pay rates. People didn't talk about that on a status. Pay rates versus a man and a woman. A man is more likely to get paid more than a woman. A white man is one of the highest people who get the highest pay rate. I'm not sure, like, in what order, but I know a black man will get paid more than a black woman. but a white, yeah, I was going to say white man, white woman, black man. No, black man. It's still a black man before. A black woman is the lowest paid person on a pay rate. Even if we're doing the same job as a man, we could have the same title, same responsibility. Our pay rate will be lower than a man's. A black man's, a white man's, and of course a white woman's. So pay rates, nobody said that. Pay rates, it's a difference between pay rates. Even in a white man and a white woman doing the same job, the man will get paid more than her. Mm-hmm. But a white woman and a black man doing the same job, a white woman will get paid more than him. And then so forth. But a black woman gets paid the least, no matter what occupation she has. Even if she has the same title and responsibility as a man, a black man, white man, or a white woman.
They take care of themselves.
They do. They put them first.
That's
how the world works, unfortunately.
In the black woman, like, girl power. Even though these white women that send a girl power, they don't fuck with these black women.
They only do girl power when it makes them look good and it makes them look profitable and like they're doing a good deed. Once it comes to them venturing off into our spectrum, it doesn't go as planned because they don't want to stick around. But we're not going to get into all that. But jobs as well. I feel like jobs could or could be. That could be debatable. Nobody said anything about being a stay-at-home dad versus being a stay-at-home mom. Do you guys feel like that's a double standard? Do you feel like that's more normalized now? Or do you feel like it's more normal for a mom to be stay-at-home versus a dad? Or do you think it's normal for a dad to be stay-at-home and a mom to go to work? So I put stay-at-home dads. It's not, I'm talking about a double standard.
Like stay-at-home dads is more normal than stay-at-home moms?
No. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, I meant to say, like, do you feel like it's a double standard with stay-at-home dads versus stay-at-home moms?
It's not a double standard because we don't see a lot of, it's not a double standard because we don't see a lot of stay-at-home dads. So, and then the stay-at-home dads, we don't shit on the stay-at-home moms. You know what I mean? Because that's our narrative. That's what we grew up with. So it's a difference, but it's not a, you know what I mean? It's a big difference because we're not moms, but we still have to play mom and we still can never be a mom.
So, okay. My last double standard that I came up with, and this one is debatable because a man had commented on there and basically said, like, men being having sex with multiple women, he'll be considered a player, but a woman would be considered a hoe. I had a woman comment on my post and say, ain't no double standards. Like, women and men can do what the fuck they want to do. People need to mind their business. Like, that woman is a hoe. She's promiscuous. Don't exist in 2020. So that's why I said that one is definitely debatable because people have different views. And I do see this conversation a lot. It come up, like, as far as body count and shit. Like, and a lot of people be like, we is too old to be asking for that. Like, why the fuck give a fuck? Either you're going to hit or you're not. What you want to do?
It ain't about,
I mean, not just about hitting, but if you're going to deal with it or you're not. Or, you know what I mean? But it just boiled down to, we're just talking basically about the bottom line of sex. If you guys ask, why are you even inquiring about me then, right? Maybe? No? Yes? So?
People talk. So if I tell you, anybody has body count, they're not going to give you the exact number, or they're going to give you a lower number, or it's always going to be a lower number.
And a dude, and it was funny, the dude was like, whatever her girl give me, I double it. Because 9 times out of 10, she lying. Even if she ain't, I'm doubling it, just as an estimated guess. But that's why I said that one could be debatable, because some people care, some people don't. I mean, I guess it's pretty much up to you. So we are going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to wrap it up with this disgusting video. Unfortunately, guys, this video is disgusting. I'm going to have to not even use the terminology that was used in the video that I'm going to talk about next. But we are going to talk about our hot topic, which is also our secret battle this evening. And that is the video, the TikTok video that was made by the two young delinquent students. That's what I'm going to call them, delinquents, because when you guys refer to African-American children, they do fucked up shit. You call them fucking delinquents. So these two delinquents, and they display their ignorance. We're going to talk about that next when we talk about this racist video of how we're just going to break. We'll be right back, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night makes you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said your teeth was growing from his
teeth. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you, I admit it she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
while you was on her side of the bed, she'll kill me. If your man found out I was on his side of the bed, he'll go ham. If my girl found out he was wearing a robe, I'd probably go missing. If your man found out I was wearing his slippers, wait, I don't care about none of these niggas, none of these niggas. I don't care about none of these niggas, none of these niggas. I don't care about none of these niggas, none of these niggas. I don't care about nobody but you. Girl, you so special.
Guys, we are back. I hit you guys with some throwbacks there. That was Eve, Love is Blind, and we were, you know, just conversating, talking behind the scenes about how, you know, Eve, she's married to a Caucasian man, a white man.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, or a pilgrim, as Fliff would call them.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, so we were talking about Love is Blind, and of course Trey Songz, that was a throwback from Trey Songz with Disrespectful. I don't know where Trey Songz been at, but he need to bring that back. I'm missing that R&B. Oh, wow, you didn't send that to the group chat. Look, look, see, this how we be catching each other up, y'all. This is how petty we are as a team and how we call each other out on bullshit. Let us talk about something that's trending right now, and it ain't a blog on Ear Candy Radio. We'd be like, oh, but it ain't a blog, though. So, like, I just found this video. Britt came across the video, and I'm like, she like, you seen it? I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have screen recorded it. Yeah, bitch, you should have. So now it's like, Fliff, you talk about Trey, and he got something going on, but you ain't hit the chat. You know, that's how we keep up what's going on, what's trending. Our team is great. That's why I always give shout out to my team and what we're doing, because it's us, and literally we put a lot of effort into what we do, and we make sure each other stay on our shit as a whole team. And like I'm talking not only just within my team, but just people who I keep in my life and who I decide to do. But you always have to keep people around who will keep you on your shit. You don't want to keep, I mean, yes, man's is cool.
Right.
But you really have to have them friends that is going to call you out on your bullshit. Them are your true friends. Them are the family members that give a fuck about you. Because it's like, I love you, but let me tell you, bitch, no, you was tripping. I wasn't feeling what you was doing, or that wasn't really accurate, or that's how I feel about the situation. Or it could be so much as, you know, you got your business going on, you got this and that going on, you've been slacking. If we killing the blogs, one moment we going in at them. And it'd be times where we be peeking on them. We'd do 5 to 10 blogs a day per person. And it's blogs all day. I remember one time when I did a show and I was talking and I had referred to an article that we had did because it was a hot topic. And I'm like, I was scrolling our page trying to find it so I can get the correct information. And it was like I had to scroll so much. And I'm thinking, I'm scrolling for days. No, this was one day because we was getting it in.
Right.
And then there'd be times where we don't get it in and it's like, hey. Where the content at? Y'all, you're slipping. So having people around you can tell you where you off on your game, and they notice. And I did see one of my Facebook friends that was posting. It was a woman who posted it, but she posted it geared towards the fellas as far as like checking on your bros during in their mental health. Like, you know, sometimes a woman can get through to a man, but she can't get through how his bros can. And the bros is like making sure, you know, mentally and physically you still cool too, or at least mentally, you know, on the outside you look cool, but lately, bro, you probably been doing a lot more normally than what you normally do. What's on your mind? Like, what's up? You cool type situation. So just checking on one another, having those friends that kind of keep you up on your game. Those are good friends to keep. Oh, yeah. I don't even know how we got to that, but, yeah. We get deep. I don't know. Y'all know if y'all listen to me, one thing always going to lead to another. The show always going to go on. So, just ending with our topic, ending with tonight's show, I did run across a video, of course, like you guys know. I love to troll. I'm a troller. I read that. That's one of my titles I wear proudly, especially with.
A troller?
Yeah, I'm a troller. I am a troller. How you was talking, you and Spliff got y'all beef and he don't read comments?
Right. You was talking
that shit. I tagged you. No offense. No offense to you. Hey, y'all know that roll call? I forget that one. When we make that sound, all of them come running. So I am a troller. I look through comments. I am the person that's going to look through, and I'm going to find the juicy shit because the comments is where it gets to going at. So I did find this video, and unfortunately, I found a racist video. And I did label my blog. I said racism is taught, but that does not mean we're going to take the disrespect. So you guys can check out earkennyradio.com. And if you go to the Deanna K Show page and scroll down some, you'll be able to find the video a lot easier versus on our main page. We have been blogging a lot. Shout out to the team. The articles have been on there, posted daily. We have a lot of content for you guys. So just to find that. Or you can just go on Google because I like something interesting. If you go on Google and you type in my caption and you put Ear Candy Radio in, we pop up. You can Google me, bitch. So the other day when I was debating online with somebody and I had to find a blog that kind of had proved one of my points, I was on my phone, and it's a lot different when you're on your computer. So I was on my phone and I couldn't figure out what the fuck I was doing. So I'm like, fuck it. I had Googled what I was looking for, but I put Ear Candy Radio with it, and the article was number one. It was popped up right there. So you could Google us, you know, don't hesitate. Google me, baby. You know, so yeah. I found this disturbing video. So the video was I'm not sure if they're teens or young adults. I'm going to say young adults. They was in high school. They're on their way to college because they already graduated. And one of the girls said this video actually affected her going to college. She was asking people not to send this video to her college people. Because it was going to fuck up her future. It was going to fuck up her future. So they were young adults. I'm gonna put it like that. They teens, young adults, early adults, whatever you want to call it. She was on her way to college, so she had to be at least a high school senior. They went and they made this disgusting video. Now, I don't even really want to say the name of the video, but...
Don't say that shit, man, because she posted some bullshit today that I...
It's out there. It's out there. So, basically, just getting down to the nitty-gritty, guys. Their video was how to make a nigger. With the ER at the end. Not nigga, not nigger.
Yeah.
So I did
this yesterday.
Okay, wait. I got you.
Yes.
You get your microphone ready for when you get you got this. Okay, so it was a racist video and unfortunately we all know racism is taught. Like we were spoke on earlier, racism just like African Americans or Black people have generation curses that is passed down them or things that we may be going through or dealing with just because our parents did and that's all they know. Unfortunately, white kids, I guess, go through a situation where they have parents who make racism okay. They pass down this ignorance of thinking to their children and their children make a mockery of it. And then they post it on the internet because in this day and age right now, technology is everything. You can't go on social media. You can find damn near anything on social media right now. So you post everything on social media. So they posted this video being funny, not knowing it was going to backfire and kick him in the ass. So you guys can check out the full video online at earcanradio.com. You could find a video, and basically in the video, the two were in the bathroom, and they had cups of water, and they were pouring water down the sink as the things that created a nigger. And some of the things that they said created a nigger was, oh, goodness, okay. So basically what they said created a nigger was not having a father. We as well. So not having a father and they poured that full cup down the drain. Robbing people, especially white people, is what they said during the video. They poured that down the drain. A lot of more derogatory inferences of what they thought created a nigger. And they got to one that said making good choices and the cup was empty. And they poured it down the sink and was like and refilled it and said, no, they never do this. They never do this. In the terminology that they use, just how they show their racism, their lack of knowledge of Black people. I mean, because we came a long way from being called niggers. But if that's what you want to use, I mean, I'm pretty sure they came from a long line of white collar, racist, trailer trash, because if fucking ass white family. And I don't care. I said what the fuck I said. Because when you do the history of fucking white people, y'all not no better than Black people either. If you really want to talk about it. Y'all come from a line long of fucked up ass individuals as well. You probably don't even know your cousin, probably your fucking first auntie on your motherfucking mama and your daddy's side. Which you would not know. That's why you're so fucking illiterate to talk about and use the type of terminology to represent what you think will classify somebody to be a nigger. Like, I don't even know how you can use that word anymore. And these are the type of people that our kids got to go to school with. And you would think if the roles would switch, how would you feel if your child was being disturbed by some delinquents? Because that's what you are. If you so much as could make this video and post it for the world to see, ain't no telling how you treating people when you're interacting with them in a classroom, or they're trying to learn and you're trying to learn and you guys are in a learning environment. The school did speak out and they made a public statement. Of course, the statement wasn't enough for most parents. Most parents did voice their opinion how if the school didn't handle it, that they would go to the Board of Education and go above their heads. For the most recent news that I know on that situation, I do know that the girl was suspended from school. She's no longer a part of the school and what's going on, but she has been on social media posting and tweeting away, trying to get sympathy. And my thing is, yeah, fuck you. And it just gotta come down. It gotta come down to that, because for real, bro, like, you know exactly what you was doing.
But
like, no,
that's what I was trying to tell you. I seen some shit
okay.
She posted.
Huh? I seen some shit she posted, and yeah, she was saying all that because she didn't want it to get back to her college. But obviously it did, and now she talking about
what she said today.
She said, black people ruined my life. They can't function in society, so they took my future. They're mad, and my boyfriend proved a point. All they know how to do is ghetto and racist and low class. White power, I do not care anymore.
And that is the...
After all those other posts, I'm sorry, I'm not this, I'm not that,
I'm not racist.
After she blamed her boyfriend.
And she blamed her boyfriend
that.
And said he was a
this
racist
This is after
one.
All that.
Yeah.
Because
so,
I guess it got back to her college. This is after all that. So you need to add that to your blog. I'm going to send it to you. Because, yeah, she really don't care. She was just trying to get some sympathy, talking about she had COVID-19. Like, she went through a lot of emotion.
She went through a lot. And that just goes to show you that, okay, so I put in our blog, in American community, our black community, and our black children, that how another person sees you, racist or non-racist, how they view you does not determine who you are. Let's remember that. Let's remember you are kings, you are queens, and this is the exact reason why you continue to excel in college, you continue to excel in high school, and excel in career, because little do they want us to know, African Americans are actually thriving in a lot of different careers, and we're actually top of our class when it comes to a lot of different situations, but they won't broadcast that. They won't put that on the news. They won't talk about how African American women are becoming judges and lawyers and make a difference in the community. They won't talk about how women and men, even men in our society, are business owners. They have different occupations and how good they're doing. They won't acknowledge that though, but they will acknowledge the ghetto-ness or the urban side and the failures and the down part that is in a community. So let's just talk about that first and foremost. But just her as a person, it just goes to show that racism definitely does still exists in 2020, and this video is a video that just shows us how it is. She went from being sorry to apologizing to asking for forgiveness to saying she didn't mean it to basically saying, fuck it, this is how I really feel, and fuck y'all, y'all are ghetto, you is this, you is that, and that's exactly how I fucking view you. And I'm pretty sure she has parents that feel and think the same way. And that right there is why in America and just in the world in general, we will always have this division between nations, races, and whatever else, because there's always somebody that's encouraging that ignorant ass behavior. And ignorant, I mean not knowing. Not knowing. Not knowing what a race or a nationality has going on for themselves. Not knowing and spreading the lies onto the next generation or onto your children or onto somebody else. And that's the type of things that we have to deal with. So in 2020, when a white person says, oh, you should get over slavery because you didn't go through slavery, motherfucker, I'm dealing with injustice on every fucking day. You a black woman in a fucking white corporate America, you getting paid at least as much as everybody else, but you're doing twice as much as the work as everybody else. You're African American man in the same field as another white man, and you're getting paid at least as much as he is, but you're doing twice as much as the work as he is. And they don't like to acknowledge it. They don't like to talk about it. But when you break it down to graphics and you do numbers, because in a corporate world or just in America and just dealing with everything, numbers are everything. When you break it down to the demographics and the numbers, it's just in the fucking, it's in the numbers. It's right there in front of your face. So it's up to African-American people, black people, if you will, to sit up here and continue to break those numbers and be a part of that breakthrough, because we are dealing with racism in 2020. As far as what? Elaborate, Spliff.
We already know. The black woman is already 75% in business. Progression. It's been like this for like the past 2-3 years. The black women have been progressing so much. We keep looking at what's going on in social media, and I get that. That's cool. It's not cool. We understand what we've been through and how we've been through what we've been through. These other people, like the girl and her boyfriend, they're just getting taught some shit that they don't know. So they're getting taught some shit that they know. They don't know. So now they play the stupid game and they won the stupid prize. They don't graduate. That's what your faulty is. We grew up, we knew about slavery. We knew about Jim Crow. We knew about all these things that we've been faced with. But we don't just shit on them. No, I be specifically. No ear candy. Has nothing to do with Deanna K show. Nothing to do with Britney and Ear Candy Radio. Spliff, I'm hip. I'm hip to this shit. So I use specific terms for a specific reason. If they say nigga, negro, whatever, I say pilgrim or whatever the fuck. That's a cool term. Because they were pilgrims.
That's what they wanted to be, huh?
That's what they were in the books that they sent us to read and to learn from. So y'all want us to learn from y'all books, learn everything about y'all. So when we get into a high school atmosphere, college atmosphere, now it's an elective course in college. Now we have to pay to get our knowledge? No. We know our knowledge. Y'all want us to pay. Y'all want everything is geared for the white people to pay to learn about some other shit. But we don't have to pay to learn y'all shit. When I say y'all, I mean pilgrims. I'm gonna keep saying my shit. Not affiliated with Deanna K show.
It's cool. Use your terminology. It's cool. No offense. Go ahead. I don't feel offended at all.
You're not.
I'm not a pilgrim.
They will. But the
I have
ones
beautiful
school,
brown skin. I'm a goddess.
Yes. And know that.
Spliff taught me that I was a goddess, y'all.
You are. You've been that. You know what I mean? Off
I know, but you have to.
One.
But dealing with this mental blockage of the past and dealing with just life in general, you have to learn that you are a goddess. At a time before, I probably would have. I don't say I would have never acknowledged myself as such, but. Different terms and getting around different people and learning about yourself, you learn new terminology as to who you are. Just like I used to say, oh, African American, but now I refer to African American or black because I ain't from fucking Africa. I don't even, you know.
Black, African American, person of color.
Person,
you know.
Beautiful brown skinned people.
We are not their image of beauty. Their image of beauty is something else. Their image of knowledge.
But our image of beauty is so much better. It's so much prettier. It has like, it shines in a light. The reflection of the sun beams off of us. Our eyes change colors. Our hair change colors.
We
versatile.
We are dope. They need things. I get it. They, you know, power and everything else. Whatever they need. That's been going on for.
But how do you feel about the video though? So getting back on top, how do you feel about the video? What do you feel as though?
Yo, I ain't like what it stood for. I ain't like what they was going through. I ain't like the whole backlash of I like the backlash. I ain't gonna lie. My bad. I like the backlash because you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But if you put some shit out there, then you play the sympathy card as if you don't know like
what you were doing.
Kids, we teach our kids to do the right thing. So it's obviously a teaching that's still going on in this country.
Right.
It's still going to be that teaching. We can't kill a teaching because we can't kill parents and all that other shit.
Sabre, how did you feel about the video?
And the whole topic as a whole.
I feel like the video was very horrible. Very. I mean, just for y'all to be saying some shit like that, it just shows that, you know, everybody talking about they want us to just get over racism because, you know, us, our generation, we really didn't have to deal with it physically. But the after effects, we're still dealing with it to this day. And videos like that just show it. Videos of police brutality towards Black people show it. I saw this video the other day, and I'm going to blog about it if I saved it. I think I did. But it was this white man, and he had a knife in his hand, like he was like going after police officers, and they kept telling him, you know, stand down, Yeah, they was like, you know, stand down, and never once did he get shot. And I'm not saying that I wanted him to get shot. I don't want him to get shot. I don't want nobody to get shot. But I'm just saying, let that have been a Black person with nothing in their hand, nothing, and acting not even a little bit aggressive, and they still probably would have got their ass popped and probably died. And it's just like we have constant reminders that racism does still exist. Like even me, I don't even like to think of racism like that. Like I have a lot of white friends. I love white people. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's still slapped in our face every single day. Racism exists, and we have to deal with it in the injustice system. Our prison sentences versus somebody that's white doing the exact same thing, have the exact same record, we getting longer prison sentences. Period.
You're right about that. So we do have a caller on the line. I do want to click them in before the time is up so they can go ahead and talk and say what they have to say. I'm going to click you in now. Hey caller, how are you this evening? You can say who you are, or you can remain anonymous this evening.
Yeah, I'm gonna be anonymous.
Okay, hello? Go ahead.
All right. Now you're talking about the video.
We talking about the video.
I heard the whole little conversation. My thing is we all know that racism and all this shit being existed. But my thing is, what is people willing to do about it? And that's where it should start. What is people willing to do about it? Because we already know what's going on. I mean, we've been seeing it since we was younger, and we still seeing it now. And now it's like getting shoved in our face. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying go out there and start killing white people or whatever, but I mean it's a time to take a stand for something. You know what I mean? We sit up here and kill each other, you know what I mean, talk down on each other, don't want to see each other make it, but let somebody come down the street white, or we'll let a white person move into our neighborhood, won't give them no type of problems. Let one of us move into their neighborhood though, you're gonna see all types of little shit being, you know what I mean, the police getting called, whatever. So it's my thing is, Black people, they accept white people. And I'm not saying don't accept them, but we accept them more than we accept our own people. And that's where the problem is. You know what I mean? So
that's exactly where the problem is. We have to get out here on the local level and get these police and get these local officials on our side. Like, they have more money. Like, that money, that shit means way out. I don't care what nobody's doing out here. This, whatever the fuck they doing, we got to get out here on a local level and put these people that we trust has seen us grow up in those positions.
I feel like what we don't do a lot as a Black community is come together and have, like, neighborhood city meetings or whatever, you know what I mean, and have, like, a lot of black what do you want to call them, superior people that can just talk to the kids, because that's what we don't got either. You know what I mean? And I see little kids all the time around the neighborhood, talk to them, you know what I mean, get them stuff that they needed, and that's what's not happening, too. Like, there's a lot of people out here, and you got people that say they doing this and doing that, but they not giving back to the community. You know what I mean? And I ain't perfect at all. But if I see any little kid, like, all the time, any little kid, I'm going to do something, you know what I mean, just to let them know, like, it's still some good in this community. You know what I mean? It's still black older men out here, you know what I mean, that'll look out for a kid. And ain't just one. It's any little kid I see. You know what I mean? And it's becoming a part of me. And I like doing stuff for little kids. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like I say, I came up in a generation where people they was, and I'm gonna tell you, know what I mean, but like when I was coming up, people they gave kids stuff. You know what I mean? And they even if it was like little dollars to go to the store, you remember that? You know what I mean? And people nowadays, they don't even do that. So you got little kids out here walking around not knowing what to do and lost. On top of not having their parents at home that's teaching them right. You know what I mean? And then when they get in the streets, then you got somebody that's trying to teach them even wrong. So it's like, it's crazy. We need to get a lot of stuff together. But let a black person in power say something like I just said. You know what I mean? You got a whole bunch of white people that be mad at them. I mean, so we attend to not like the truth. I mean, we like to hear stuff that just sound good instead of the actual truth.
It's more living by example than leading. It's like telling people, we can't tell people what to do. Well, if you see a person that's doing it, then you're doing it. And two pair of lips will tell you anything. You know what I mean? And them motherfuckers may lie to you.
All right, guys. I do appreciate you for calling in. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and placing your comment on tonight's topic. Unfortunately, the time is up. We did have some wonderful topics this evening. I will be back next Tuesday, and we are going to elaborate on the situation and the conversation. One of the topics next week will be, what age do you tell your son about the injustice they may face with the police? Me being a mother of a son, that was a question that I have to ask. So I'm looking for answers. Join me next Tuesday, and we will talk about that. And then this Thursday, Britt and Spliff will be live for their show, Down and Dirty. And I thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys check us out on earcandyradio.com for all blogs. And follow me on all social medias.